You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We begin today's show with CHIP. That is the federal program that provides health care for kids whose parents make too much for Medicaid, but not enough to cover insurance. It covers about 9 million children who are now in danger of losing that coverage. Congress failed to extend funding for CHIP back in September. And if Congress doesn't reauthorize it, some states say they'll run out of money on Friday. That's the same day for a possible government shutdown unless there is a broader agreement on funding. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that pediatricians and parents are scrambling to make sure kids have what they need before the clock runs out.
Sarah Springer, a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, has spent the last few weeks urging her patients' parents to stay on top of their prescriptions.
Make sure that you're filling them and have every bit stocked up that you can, so that if you're stuck in a period with nothing, we're covered as long as possible.
That period with nothing, that could start at the end of this week, and depending on where you live, it could last well into 2018. Federal funding ran out in the fall. That means some states have already been freezing enrollment. Other states may cancel coverage altogether or move kids onto Medicaid. Trisha Brooks is with Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute. She says if CHIP goes away,
they're not going to get their immunizations, their well child checkups, or their dental checkups. And parents are often going to wait before they take their kid into the doctor when they're sick, hoping that they'll get better.
Without CHIP, parents may have high deductibles or higher copays. CHIP is either free or paid on a sliding scale. Lee Beers, a pediatrician in Washington, D.C., says patient visits have also turned into financial planning sessions with parents.
What are your child's needs? What are the things you can anticipate for them over the next 6 to 9 to 12 months?
In Auburn, Alabama, Andrea Singleton is making those plans. On CHIP, she only pays a small annual fee for her two boys. An accountant, she has employer-provided insurance. Moving her boys off CHIP and onto that plan will cost $300 a month.
We have already cut out everything that we possibly can, and the only other place that it would be able to come from is our grocery budget, which is only $600 a month. And so we would essentially be cutting our grocery budget in half.
And copays and medications would be even more money. Her oldest goes to therapy regularly. The plan? Turn the weekly visits into monthly ones. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.